Dr. John Finoff is the director of sports medicine at Barton Health, serving Lake Tahoe and the Carson Valley. Dr. Finoff directed sports medicine programs at the Mayo Clinic in Minnesota for 5 years prior to coming to Tahoe. Now he is developing the sports medicine program at Tahoe. This involves leading a multidisciplinary team of doctors and nurses in teaching, expanding the clinical repertoire, and conducting research. Dr. Finoff and his team recently hosted a sports medicine board review course in South Lake Tahoe.
Welcome, John Finoff, to this Tahoe Project interview. Thanks so much for being here today.
Well, thanks for inviting me.
So you have been in South Lake Tahoe for almost a year now, is that right?
Correct, yeah. We moved out here at the beginning of August last summer.
Okay. And tell us, where were you coming from and what were you doing before you moved to South Lake and started working with Barton?
Well, the last 5 years I've been at the Mayo Clinic and I worked in their sports medicine center and I directed a bunch of different programs for them. I'm a physician and my specialty is physical medicine and rehabilitation, but I have a subspecialization in sports medicine. And so they wanted me to come out here and help develop their sports medicine program, and that includes education, clinical work, expanding their clinical repertoire, and then also research.
Okay. And are you a part of a team at Barton in doing this, or how does that work?
Yeah, well, I'm the director of sports medicine, and within that, there's actually a large team, and it has representatives from physical therapy and from the administration and physicians and nursing. And so a lot of different, it's a very multidisciplinary team. And that way we can work together to create a lot of different programs. And we're doing some neat stuff. We've started the concussion program. We've got a lot of athletic trainers in the various high schools. We're doing pre-participation physicals. We're doing a women's mountain biking clinic next weekend. Sports performance program for kids this summer. So we've kind of taken the bull by the horns and created a lot of different programs.
Fabulous. And are you getting good response? And is that response from within the community and also kind of the greater Northern Nevada, California area? Or how's it going so far with all these great programs?
It's good, but everything is in its infancy right now. So they're just being introduced. We definitely are attracting people, not just from the community, but outside of the community, thinking about Sacramento and San Francisco and Reno, but also as far as the East Coast. I mean, some people are coming out for our expertise. But that being said, it takes time to build a reputation and to build a program. And so a lot of the things that we're doing, after people see what we can do, it will attract people outside of the community. But one of the things I think is great is that now we're bringing world-class programs to this community. And so not only do people from outside of the community get to take advantage of it, but the people here benefit from all of the things that we're doing, which I think is wonderful.
Absolutely. So speaking of world-class programs, I think recently you hosted a conference. Can you tell us a little bit about that? I think that's pretty unique.
Yeah. So when I work a lot with our national specialty organization called the American Academy of Physical Medicine and Rehabilitation, and then also a sports medicine organization called the American Medical Society in Sports Medicine. And a number of years ago, I ran a sports medicine board review course for the AAPMNR, which is the first organization that I mentioned. And it ran for a couple of years. The first one was in Denver, and the second one was in Atlanta. And it's a national course, and it prepares physicians to take the sports medicine board examination so they can be board certified in sports. The AAPMNR developed a lot of other programs, and they had limited resources, and so decided to go with some of their other programs. And so we put the sports medicine board review course on hold for a while. But when I moved here, I thought, geez, what a perfect fit. Here we are. We're trying to become a sports medicine mecca. And this program is something that there's a definite deficiency. There's nothing else out there like it. There's a need. Physicians need to have some sort of preparatory course to get ready to pass the board examination. And it really highlights our programs here. So I teamed up with the second organization I mentioned, the AMSSM, and it was co-sponsored by Tahoe Center for Orthopedics, which is part of Barton. And we recruited 17 faculty members, some of them being from here, but a lot from around the country. And they're really world's experts, a lot of people who have written book chapters and published a lot of information on various sports medicine topics. And they came here and we sent out invitations to all sorts of people around the country to come and take our course. And we got a lot of attendees from around the country as well as internationally. And so I think that it definitely exceeded our expectations for the first year. People loved the course. They loved the area. And it benefited us in a lot of different ways. Not only did it highlight our sports medicine program, but it also brought people into our community, and they were renting hotel rooms, and they were buying food, and they were thinking about family vacations to this area in the future. And so I think it's really good because it boosts our economy as a whole. And so that's one of our goals, is to really highlight Tahoe.
Mm-hmm. And it sounds like you did fabulously. And congratulations on a successful conference and having attendees come to a new location associated with it. That's really fabulous.
Yeah, thanks.
I also have a question that I should have asked earlier in the context of the team that works with you. Are you building the program in the sense that you've recruited a number of new physicians to Barton in the course of the last couple of years? And can you tell us a little bit about, just that in terms of families in the community and yourself, you and your family are new here.
Yeah.
Is this people who are already involved in Barton, or is this really new expertise that is being recruited from around the country?
Most of the people who are involved in the program currently are people who are already here. And the fact of the matter is that in terms of orthopedics and sports medicine, there are some very, very gifted surgeons here in town and some very gifted therapists as well. But the program was somewhat limited just in terms of research, educational offerings, and also getting their name out there. And it was very focused on the surgical aspect of it, and sports medicine is a lot more diverse than just surgeries. And so by bringing me into the community and into this program, it helped diversify the program. Now, I think that even though I'm the only new person that has come in here right now, that as the program expands and we have more demand and we're bringing people in from outside, we're going to be able to expand our physicians and physical therapists and other offerings. For instance, one of the things we're working on right now with our concussion program, one of my friends is a neuropsychologist, and he is the chief neuropsychologist for the NHL and FIFA soccer, so international soccer and Major League Soccer in the United States. So he runs all of their concussion management. And while he can't move here necessarily because there wouldn't be the volume that he needs to make a living here, we're going to contract with him to be a consultant for us, and we're going to expand our concussion program to involve somebody of that level. And so we're bringing that expertise to our community. And part of it is actually due to our rural setting. Since we're in a rural setting, we qualify for some telemedicine help from state and federal agencies, and therefore we can take advantage of some of the expertise outside of our community, and hopefully we'll expand more programs such as this.
Wow, fascinating.
Yeah.
All kinds of directions you can go with it.
Absolutely.
Well, thanks so much for your time today, for giving us kind of an overview and introduction to the program at Barton, and we're really glad to have you here.
Well, thanks very much, and it was a pleasure talking to you this evening.
This has been an interview with physician John Finoff, Director of Sports Medicine at Barton Health. Thank you for listening at TahoeProject.org.